Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I'm not really sure what just happened. Beamish and I were in here for the whole commercial break and then the update. And right when the update ended, Brian got up, poked me in the ribs. He's now standing menacingly over me. What did I do to upset you?
You were born.
He said you were born, in case folks didn't hear that. We're actually best friends. Tell everybody.
Hey, man, I told you, you tried to mess up my street cred the other day. Don't do that. Listen, I'm the youngest of seven kids. I got beat up by all six of my siblings. I mean, that's how they show love. They beat you up.
Nothing a little
so
bit.
So I'm just trying to transfer what they gave me to you.
Thanks.
Cool?
Okay. It is time. This has been much, much long awaited. We did this in baseball. Did anybody actually write that down? When we predicted our baseball division winners before the season started?
There's no point in writing things down because everything is recorded. So we just go back to that day and say, here it is.
You're going to go back and find that, Cody?
You want me to?
Not really.
Okay, then.
I do want it. I want this written down. Actually, put it on the Instagram page. How about that? Cody's going to, we got a plan for the B. Mitch and Finley Instagram page. And we're going to put all of our division winner picks on the Instagram. Who starts?
So Cody going to be doing the stuff on the Instagram page? Might be a little lucrative.
Oh! Might be some meatballs in it for you. Cody loves meatballs and jugs. Yeah. I'll tell you that.
Meatball, jugs, and casinos.
I mean, it's not a bad gig.
You're going to call him MJC.
I like it. I like it a lot.
MJB.
So, there are eight divisions in the NFL. Correct?
I think.
Who's starting? Mullins, you want to go first? Let's get Mullins on the board first.
All right, I will go first with the NFC or the AFC East. I think we should each give like our AFC East pick and then move on to the next one. I'll go first. I'm taking the Bills.
Bills.
No brainer.
Is anybody not taking the Bills?
No.
I kind of like the Dolphins. I kind of like the Pats, but I think I'm taking the Bills. Is anybody not taking the Bills? Cody?
No, we're good on the Bills.
Okay. So we'll go to the AFC North.
The AFC North.
Where people love Cleveland all of a sudden.
I can tell you who I'm not taking in the AFC North.
Cleveland.
That is the Pittsburgh Steelers because they have straight garbage at quarterback. I am actually going to go with all the hipsters, the football hipsters, and take the Browns. I'm taking the Browns in the AFC North.
All right. I am taking... I got to figure out a better way to write this down, but whatever. Everybody is sleeping on the Ravens. Don't sleep on John Harbaugh, Matt Valdez, and Lamar Jackson.
I'm taking the Ravens.
I'm taking the Ravens.
I just don't believe in the Browns just yet, you know. What can Brown do for you?
All right.
I'm going to go with the Browns.
And we're all sleeping on the Steelers, all of us.
No, I'm not sleeping on the Steelers.
I think
I really... I don't agree totally with Landfield, but I think one more year being older, being the guy who finally decided I got to get in better shape after all these years, he going to go back. He going to resort back to what he always been. He's going to be a little fat, a little sloppy.
He looks the same.
Yeah.
So you are taking the Ravens officially?
Yes.
And Cody?
I am a team Harbaugh guy.
Cody, you're taking the Browns?
I'm going to go with the Browns.
All right.
They made the playoffs last year.
And they beat the Steelers in the playoffs.
And they got
to win. Let's go to the AFC South. Who's favored to win the AFC South? It's got to either be the Titans or the Titans or the Colts?
I am looking at the odds, and I'm looking at odds for three different sports betting sites, and they actually all have the Colts as slight favorites over the Titans.
But I'll take the Titans.
I'm also taking the Titans.
I like people that play black and blue ball.
All right. I am astonished that the Colts could possibly be the favorite, considering their quarterback is Carson Wentz, which is something that people are underrating.
Cody, who are you taking? Well, you know what? This is the one division that has two obvious choices that you're not taking
right.
in the Texans and the Jags.
Correct.
No one's taking them.
Yes, sign me up for the Titans.
All right, I'm going to zig when the world zags then. Give me the horseshoes. Give me the Colts. Best offensive line in football. Brian has long taught me that that's where you win games, in the trenches. AFC West, I don't believe there's much of a discussion here. It's the Chiefs, right? Is anybody not taking the Chiefs?
It is, in fact, the Chiefs. They're like minus 300 favorites on all the sites.
Give me the Chargers.
Wow!
There's no value from a betting standpoint in taking the Chiefs. Throw a couple dollars on the Chargers to win.
This
pull
is
one
not,
out.
This is just
we're not betting. Ourselves. We're so, just picking.
Yeah, but in my head.
That just shows me why he loses when he goes to the casino all the day.
That's why he doesn't allow himself to bet
Chiefs.
On sport.
Give me the Chiefs.
Units.
Realistically, Chargers. Though, if you bet on a team other than the Chiefs, you're basically betting on Mahomes getting hurt. Like, that's the only scenario in which they
what
don't win
the Chargers
division.
What are the Chargers' odds?
The plus Chargers, 400. Yeah, they're plus 500, plus 575, plus 500 on a couple different sites.
I'll do this. I think it could be a fun season-long sweat. I will throw 10, 20 bucks on the Chargers if we'll do it as a group.
See, I like the Broncos better to win that division than the Chargers.
Absolutely not. How?
The Broncos have a great defense.
The Chargers have a great quarterback.
That's correct, but if we're even entertaining the possibility that somebody other than the Chiefs wins the division,
who would you take second in the
West? It's because Mahomes is injured.
Brian.
Bet on the defense.
After the Chiefs?
Yeah.
I'll go with the Chargers.
The Raiders won seven games last year, too.
I'm not impressed with them.
The Raiders are plus 2,000.
I mean, part of me is tempted to sprinkle 10 bucks on all three. I mean, what?
Do it.
Maybe I will.
Do it.
Maybe I will.
How about you sprinkle 10 bucks on all three of them, and if the Chiefs still win, you owe me 50.
How does that work?
I mean, I'm just saying. Because you're going to have great odds if you win, then I'll pay you 25.
Wait. What?
I'm going to go 25.
I'm not a math guy, and I know you build bridges and everything. But
I'm giving up 25 per bet you give. You betting 10. And then if none of your three wins, my one win, you give me 50.
So here's the bet. I get 25 bucks if any of the three underdogs win, and you get 50
You'll
if the heavy favorite
I'll
wins.
I'll give you 75.
I think it's still the match. It's got
to
be 50.
You have three chances to win it.
How about this? If the Chiefs are a lock, you get 50. If any of the other teams win, I get 100.
You get 75, like I said.
What do you think it should be, Mullins?
It should be like 50 if the Chiefs win, 250 if they don't. That's what it should be.
Right. I think 50 and 100.
You don't put enough money to be telling me how much money I need to be spending.
I think 50 and 100 is a fun season-long sweat.
I think it should be 1 and 3 if they feel speaking
I think if it's 50 and 100, this is a great bet for B-Mitch.
I'd do it.
Those are ridiculous odds in his favor.
I'd do that. Bet.
Now I'm stuck. You see how this works, Cody?
Yeah, but sometimes
I just walked down the plank. I am Cornwallis on the peninsula of the Chesapeake Bay.
You decide you want to speak high. Go ahead.
I am Cornwallis at Yorktown, and I got nowhere to go. Fine. It's a bet. You're 50 to my 100 for any of the other three teams.
Okay, bet.
All right. Don't write that one down. Let's hope he forgets.
Landfill, write it down.
All right. We'll make sure of it.
Splitting it with you.
No. If you're splitting it with him, the bet is off.
Okay, well, I'm going to keep it all myself and just buy him something.
You could buy us all lunch.
No, it's not all us. You don't get any. It's your money.
Golly. Let's go to the National Football Conference.
I'll buy you a beer.
Hey.
I owe you a beer.
That line has worked. that line moves the needle. We'll end with the NFC East because that could be contentious.
All right, let's go. So NFC North. With the recent news of Aaron Rodgers going to play for the Packers this year,
he was never not
like,
going to play.
It's true, but there were some people who had.
Well, that's the way he acted. He acted like he was going to leave.
Holy moly. The U.S. is a 42.5-point favorite against Iran on Wednesday. Who's hitting Iran with me?
I'm doing it.
Plus 42? Yeah. Anyway.
They might beat him by 50.
NFC North.
But I'll put 100 on Iran.
Ooh. Mullins, you are taking the Packers?
No, I'm taking the Bears.
What?
Yep. Sometimes you just got to do it. Justin Fields is going to play sooner or later.
If Aaron Rodgers is starting back in Green Bay and he's going to be playing with a little chip, I have to go with them.
The Bears for Mr. Landfill. B-Mitch, you are taking Bears. The Pack?
Is this guy, what's his name? Michael Bird. That's one of Doc's friends. He's a Bears fan. I would never choose the Bears with nothing.
All right. The Bears. I think if you take anybody that's not, give me the odds on that, because I would take the Vikings before I'd take, if I wasn't going to take the Packers.
These odds, they're not like exactly recently updated here, but it had the Vikings plus 150, Packers plus 150, Bears plus 270, Lions plus 1900.
Okay, but 20 minutes ago, the odds were
right.
Packers plus 175. Now it's off the board. DraftKings does not have...
Right, because they have to adjust.
Right, so it's not on right now, so I can't give you any odds.
Well, I'm doing Aaron Rodgers anyway.
I get that.
You just asked for the odds. I just told you why there are no odds.
Because the odds are now going to drop to minus
175. I'm in.
You're taking the Packers.
What we're doing right now, it has no odds. We just pick a damn
team. We're just picking winners.
Yeah, I'm going Packers.
Ooh, two Packers. I'll take the Vikings.
No.
The Minnesota Vikings.
What did that woman just say about that damn Kirk Cousins?
Exactly.
Can you play that lady again?
I'll find it.
I want to hear from her and Kyle Shanahan, if possible.
Just her. Kyle Shanahan, he's done.
I like Mike Zimmer. They have so much talent offensively. Thielen, Jefferson, Dalvin Cook. I love Dalvin Cook.
Somebody always ends up banged up.
Danielle Hunter's coming back for them. And don't you think it's possible that between Rodgers hating the organization, Davante Adams hating the organization, you got a lot of other people that have to stay with that organization. I just think it's possible there's some friction, kind.
The one thing I've learned, and then one thing, well, you media guy, 100% media guy. You like to say how people play better at certain times, like contract years, this and the other. This is, in essence, a contract year for Aaron Rodgers, right?
Hell yeah.
Okay, Davante Adams is a contract year for him too, isn't it? So what they do in contract years? They go out there and have the best damn years possible. So I think that they try – what you do when you have friction and you're pissed off, you normally focus a little bit more, and you go out there and try to have your best season. And if they do that, I'm not going with Kirk Cousins to be a closer.
What do the folks in Minnesota feel about Kirk Cousins, Mullins?
Number five? Well, that's got to be a quarterback.
Yeah.
Teddy Bridgewater. Yeah, he is cute. Oh, that's oh, Adrian Peterson, 100%. Adam Thielen. Is that him?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like him. I know exactly who that is. That's the mother that loses every goddamn game. That's Kirk Cousins. Get rid of him.
He's
all right, that's my horse. That is my guy for picking winners this year. Mullins goes Bears, which I think is quite stupid. I'm going Vikings, and B-Mitch and Cody are taking the Pack. From the north, let's go to the south. NFC South, pretty damn hard not to pick Tampa here, right?
Yeah, I think even if Tom Brady, who's like 44 at this point, manages to break down, I still think the Bucs win that with their backup, whoever that is. I just don't think the rest of that division's any good at all.
Blaine Gabbert. I don't know that, though.
Blaine Gabbert, there you go.
Is anybody not taking Tampa? We can just skip ahead here.
Yeah, I'm taking Tampa. Probably win it all.
Okay. Tampa. All right. That is four Tampas on the books. NFC West, which is going to be a battle out there. You've got Stafford with the Rams,
mm-hmm.
Trey Lance with the Niners. I bet he plays before Halloween. Russ Wilson, Seahawks. Can Kyler and Cliff Kingsbury ever get their S together?
No.
It's a hard no from Mullins.
Overrated.
All right, well, you go ahead then. Hot shot. Who's your pick?
Seattle Seahawks. Russell Wilson, best quarterback in the division. No brainer.
All right. Landfill is on the books with the Seahawks. What about you, Cody Betts?
Well, I mean, I'm not biased or anything, but I think I'm going to take the 49ers.
That is your squad.
Man, that's kind of tough.
Brian?
I'm kind of torn between 49ers and the Seahawks because the 49ers – getting a lot of those guys back that were injured last year. And I think the reason that they were so bad last year was that they had all those injuries. I don't see it happening 2 years straight. So, and it's Russ. They don't run the ball effectively, and their defense isn't great anymore. Give me San Fran.
Ooh, pair of Niners.
That's what I wanted to play for. You remember that?
Pair of Nines, I do. I am stunned that none of you are taking the team I think is going to win the Super Bowl.
The Rams?
Los Angeles Rams.
Okay, I would put some money against that.
What's the bet?
You name it. I like when you speak. You don't want to get yourself in trouble.
I sure do. You should have heard. We just saw Stallion in the break, and he started trying to speak Spanish, and he was telling us how good he was at Spanish.
He's horrible.
The only sentence he knows is, I like to eat pizza.
Stallion, he's so stupid. I was calling him. He didn't answer his phone. I was going to threaten him.
Maybe he
from
wasn't.
My phone. And act like, I bet you he would have never known it was me.
What I like the Rams a lot. They have the best player in football in Aaron Donald. They have arguably the two best defensive players in football, in Aaron Donald and Jalen Ramsey.
One of them is mentally stable. The other one is not. It's not stable.
Sure. I think that's accurate. But I think with Stafford at quarterback, Sean's offense is going to cook. I don't know if they'll win the Super Bowl. I think they win
the
NFC.
You threw it out there. You need to give me a bet on
them. They're my Super Bowl team. You took the Niners. I'm taking the Rams.
You said the Rams are going to win the Super Bowl. I didn't say anybody's going to win the Super Bowl. I'm betting against what you just stated.
Okay. We'll have to work that one out. I can't come up with the top of my
head. Do it on the air so people can remember it.
I'm picking one out of 32 teams.
Okay.
What are the odds of Super Bowl winners? The Rams are probably like fifth or sixth down the list.
I don't care about the odds. You just open your mouth.
This is how I formulate our bet.
Tied for fourth at plus 1,400.
Wow. Plus 1,400.
Yeah.
And so this is just, I get the Rams and you get the rest of the league.
No, I just bet that the Rams don't win the Super Bowl.
Right. So you're getting the rest of the league and I get one team.
No, I didn't say I'm betting that anybody else is going to win it. I'm just betting that the Rams not going to win.
Right. But in doing so, that's saying the one of the other 31 other teams wins.
That happens. But my bet is focused on just that you're wrong.
If the Rams don't win the Super Bowl, I owe you $10. If the Rams do win the Super Bowl, you owe me 140.
No.
That's the odds.
No, I could give a damn about those odds.
What do you
think
it should be?
We're making a straight bet.
What do you think it should be?
You went out there and just open your mouth all like you know what you're talking about. Oh, the Rams are going to win the Super Bowl. So, no, they're not.
Right.
We're not going. No, I'm not giving you no odds over here.
We'll do 10 to 100.
We're going to do 50 to 100.
No.
Yes.
I'm not doing that.
Okay, but you're not going
to
sit up here.
That's 2-1 odds on picking the Super Bowl winner.
You could go to the. Hey. Oh, hell, I'm going to probably spend the money on him anyway, so.
All right.
I like how Beamish just comes up with the most lopsided odds ever and then bullies you into accepting them.
Listen, I already agreed a very lopsided.
Cody gets odds all the time. He is not winning. So the odds don't make a difference.
I've already agreed to a very lopsided AFC West bet. I'm not agreeing to a lopsided Super Bowl bet.
By all of the gambling industry to make you think that you have a chance. No, you're going to lose your money anyway. You just lose it in a small increment.
Coming up next, we will reveal. We've gone through 7 of 8 divisions. Who we think is going to win and why. There's one division left, and
the
that is the NFC East. The NFC Beast, as it was known for a very, very long time. Hasn't been that way in a while, but that is what it was known for. Who wins the NFC East? We'll tell you that when we return. 106.7 The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Last week during our Ask B. Mitch Anything segment, Ahmet texted in, hey, Brian, if you're president, what kind of jobs would you give Cody, Mullins, and JP? Brian had good answers. If I was president, I would appoint Brian the Minister of Truculence.
Why?
There is no one more truculent than you,
sir.
How was
I truculent?
Just
in the break, when was I truculent?
In the break, you were quite calm. You were oddly calm. Yeah. I was worried.
I'm calm.
I was worried you were sedated.
I mean, why do you all, oh, yeah, that's right. I'm truculent. I'm crazy. Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Come on. I'm trying to get your street cred going.
Get my street cred going, yeah.
It is time. I'm gonna run through a little traffic here. We have made our official picks for.
Before you go on.
Okay.
My heart will go question on. For you about okay. What did you shoot? And you said you think you kept it below 100. And I found out that you shot 104. You shot 56 on the front. And then I just got an explanation that you, like, picked up on some holes and didn't finish. I say, and my answer was to my friend is that I told him to always finish. I said, he doesn't think like a champion. And they laughed at you.
Brian?
You need to learn how to finish, son.
I mean this from the bottom of my heart. I absolutely do not think like a champion.
Well, you need to start.
I'll work on it. You know me. The few things I'm competitive at. Or this media reporting world. That's where my juices get moving.
That's where your juices need to get moving like that in every aspect of life. And you will have a lot more success in all those other aspects. Then you wouldn't have to be so hard in this one.
You're right. I'll work on it.
No, you're going to get it done or I'm going to make you tap out.
There's always a threat.
Yeah, you got to make something physical for you because you don't, you know. All right, that's cool. Let's go back to the stuff.
All right. So.
Yes.
We have all made picks for the seven NFL divisions, AFC East, North, South, West, the NFC North, South, and West. I don't think we need to run through all those because Cody Betts is going to post all of those to Instagram, to yeah. B. Mitch and Finley on Instagram. That only leaves the division we all care about the most, the NFC East, whose teams include Philadelphia Eagles, the New York Giants, the Dallas Cowboys, and the Washington football team. Who's going to start? Who's coming with me?
Okay, who's going to win the division?
All right, number one in your programs in Southwestern Louisiana. Number one in your heart. You're up, B.
I'm going to go. I'm going repeat season, repeat champion.
Because
I think the defense is going to improve, and they're going to have to. They're going to get better against the run, which I think was a problem last year. You know, everybody want to ignore that. But I think offensively, the mere fact that you have quarterbacks that will go down the field, I think is going to change things up for it. So this is my hope and belief.
B. Mitch is in the books with the Washington football team. Cody Betts, who you got winning the NFC East?
Well, for the longest time, I had the Cowboys written down. And then I just looked at their schedule, and I think some of their toughest games are on the road. I think that's going to play a big factor. This division is going to be between one and two games. I'm switching up. I'm going Washington football team.
Cody taking the Washington football team. We will open the phone lines, 800-636-1067.
Cody sometimes is like, you know.
Yeah, crazy, he chooses, annoying,
no,
weird.
He chooses. Dumb. Completely. I know that they're going to lose.
A jinx. Yeah.
He chose the Nats the other day. That's what happened.
How'd that go?
That's how we lost the damn party.
Hold on. If I didn't pick them, three other people wanted the Nats. So
yeah, well, you picked
whoever
them.
Whoever picked them would have lost.
No, but you picked them first.
You picked them.
This is by who gets it in first. It didn't count. I picked the Mets. I won.
We went 1 of 5. Is that accurate?
We went 2 and 4. I also won.
What did you have? Like Slovenia?
No.
Chess?
I had the United States of America beating Jamaica.
Ever heard of it?
Yeah, he did.
All right, can we finish one thing before we do another?
No, God, we try.
You know it's trouble when I'm the one keeping us on course.
No, we have made a vow to try to be more like you.
Exactly.
They just celibate?
No, I didn't say stallion.
Brian has picked the Washington football team. Cody has picked the Washington football team. Phone lines are open, 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Mullins will go next because I.
Jamarcus Periwinkle, you go.
I am taking the Washington football team.
Okay.
Listen, I think the defense can put together another top five performance, even though they're going to face tougher quarterback competition. As of right now, there's no Ben DiNucci's on the roster, but things happen in this league. I think offensively, they will jump into right around 20th. And if they can get into the top 20, if Ryan Fitzpatrick can play at a level where he's not getting benched, I think they win double-digit games. I think they get to 10 wins. And I think they win the division.
And if they get in the top 20, they do that too.
Thanks. Thanks for your support, as always. So that is me, Washington football team. Mr. Andrew James Mullins, a.k.a. Landfill. Who you got winning the NFC East?
All right. I know the three of you have taken Washington. And as much as I want that to be true, as much as I would like to see Washington football team win this division, I just can't ignore the fact that I think that the New York Giants are going to get significantly better at quarterback with Daniel Jones in his third year, and I'm taking the Giants.
You hate Daniel Jones.
I mean, you just got to do it.
He's trying to pull a Cody. If he chooses him, he feels they won't win.
I don't think that's what he's doing.
I'm taking the Giants. I think the special teams coordinator stuff works. Harbaugh's good.
So I actually really like Joe Judge. I listened to a Joe Judge interview over the weekend on the Flying Coach podcast. Mm-hmm. Two things. One, he just seems like a Coughlin type. Like he seems like he's going to really get those guys to buy in or else.
He's like Belichick.
So he told a story. Listen, you'll love
motivational
this. Motivational. And I certainly love this if you've ever hung out with me. He said he was doing his interview with Bill Belichick. So Joe Judge is coaching at Bama for Nick Saban, gets an opportunity to go coach specials for Bill Belichick. You got to at least take the call, right?
Yeah.
He flies up to Boston. He's meeting with Belichick. They're in the middle of their interview. And big-time job interviews like this last an hour, 90 minutes, that kind of thing. He says Belichick, they're in the middle of the interview. He's explaining how he handles punt coverage, what he wants on punt coverage. And this is an important answer, 5-10 minute answer. It says Belichick gets up, takes his shirt off, walks around the back of his desk where there's like a little bit of a wall, drops his pants. 2 minutes later, comes back, changed his clothes completely. Judge never stopped, Never broke character. Just kept explaining his punt coverage. Judge said, I've been through these interviews. These guys are trying to mess with you. Bill finally sat back down. He said, sorry, I got to go right to dinner after this interview. I had to change my clothes. How wild is that? You think it's weird I took my shirt off at a steakhouse in New Orleans? I think that's weird.
Oh, you finally admitted it.
I didn't say that.
No, you just
hypothetically.
It's not that weird considering the two of you do stuff like that all the time.
But see, you know, it's not weird because we are inside. When I did something, I was in here by myself.
You've taken your shirt off with me a foot away from you.
Taking off a shirt is one thing. Bill Belichick was in an interview in his office. He went to the side while somebody was focused on something else, talking. He just needed to hear him and change. You did it in a damn public place.
Let's go to the phones.
That is totally different than anything else you just explained.
New Orleans is a different place, too. Ravi in Herndon. True. Ravi, what's up? Who you got winning the NFC East?
Hey, man, what's going on?
What's up, Ravi?
First off, B-Mitch, the odds, you're crazy, man. That's funny. Trying to get those odds. I would bite on those every time, though. If you gave them to me for the Skins winning the division. I got Washington winning the division. I know the Cowboys are getting better, getting some injuries back, and the Giants are obviously going to be better. Saquon's back. Daniel Jones progressing. But, you know, our D-line is just vicious. I don't see anybody. I think we're going to be a problem. And then if Fitzpatrick can keep it together, we have some young weapons. So I got us.
All right. Thank you, Robbie.
I got a bet for you with some good odds.
You still there? Give it to him.
Yeah, what is it? What is it? Let me hear it.
All right. You pick something, and I'll tell you what the odds are going to be afterwards.
I got Washington winning the division. What are the odds you're giving me?
Okay, if Washington wins, I give you get $75. If they don't, you owe me 50.
Okay. Hey, I'll take that. I'll take that.
Let's
hit me
go.
On Instagram, at Coach Moulet. You can, I'll DM you, and we'll figure
all
out
right.
Venmo or whatever.
Gotcha.
All right. B-Mitch, all right. The B-Mitch Sportsbook is now open. Let's go to Drew in D.C. Drew, what's up, man?
Hey, what's going on, fellas, man? Congratulations on the show, man. I just love y'all vibe. Man.
Thanks, dude.
Thank you, man.
Hey, look, man, I'm sure this has been said a couple of times, but I got Washington winning it, and I got Washington going 12-5. And I'm going to say this, man. Normally, when we normally get a team, normally the defense starts off good, and the offense got to catch up. Remember, you got two quarterbacks that already knows this offense inside and out. So they should hit the ground running. You know, just they need to get their timing down with the receivers. But I said, as long as Unitas is healthy in the middle and the two outsides can stay healthy, we should be good, man. I see us 12-5 because we already seasoned on both sides. We just need a little depth on that DN. Thanks a lot, man. Y'all keep up the great work.
All right, man. Appreciate
it. Thanks,
you.
Buddy. He didn't want any odds. I don't know why. Cody, explain in gambling terms the odds my guy Ravi and Herndon just took. So what was the deal? If Washington wins, you owe him 75, but if they don't, he owes you 50?
Yeah.
Does that work out to about 3-2?
Yeah, something like that. But then, I mean, B-Mitch is getting, I think, a better part of the deal. He's betting on three teams
Hell
to
yeah,
win.
He's getting a better part of
he's
the deal.
He's getting a great deal here.
Hey, man.
The team
stop,
we're talking about
stop,
is Ryan Fitzpatrick, our quarterback.
Stop explaining everything to everybody. See, this is the deal. They just hear that they're paying $25 less. That's all they hear. That's all they need to hear. I get about 25 of these bets. Man, we get a good golf trip somewhere.
Right, let's see if you can get more. Mike in Alexandria, what's up, man? The B-Mitch Sportsbook is open.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I agree with Brian. My hope and belief is that we'll win the division. But correct me if I'm wrong. Don't we play Dallas twice and Philadelphia twice in the last 5 weeks of the season?
Correct.
Something like that.
Yeah, so I think we, you know, by then we should be hitting on all cylinders, notwithstanding injury. But I think we'll be fine.
All right, man.
All right, there you go. I'm surprised nobody is calling in with another team. I guess maybe I'm not. Because
we don't like the blue.
Let's go to Lou. Lou in D.C. Who's going to win the NFC East?
The one and only, man. B-Mitch, what's up, man? You know it.
What's up, brother?
What's going on? 11-6. Cowboys going to win it on paper, you know. People always hype them up, so I'm going to give them that credit. And other than that, I think I see us going 11-6. You know, this is going to be a first time in 20-something years winning a double-digit game. So, yeah.
Thank you, buddy. Mark.
All right, Lou.
Mark Henning on Twitter, which this is a great handle. His handle is PizzaFan101.
Pizza Fan.
Says, barring any major injuries to any of the teams, Cowboys win the division, $100 on it. You want that action? What kind of odds would you give that?
He said 100?
Yeah.
If they don't win it, he owe me 75.
All right, so I'm just going back to the Ravi B. Mitch bet. If I recall correctly, it was if any team other than Washington wins the division, B. Mitch gets $50.
Yeah.
And if Washington wins, then you owe the guy $75.
Yeah.
So the Ravi, the caller, just took Washington to win the division minus 200, which is a pretty terrible bet.
What are the actual odds for Washington to win the division?
I think they're like plus 170, something like that, maybe.
Funny. We can't worry about all that stuff. This is a different thing. I don't have all those statisticians and all that. I just have me.
We can't worry about all that
and
stuff.
And what I feel at the moment.
It is time to make picks for tonight. I don't know what action we got. We might have to bet on the Olympics.
Can I bet on
Washington is actually plus 250 to win the division.
Washington is plus 250 to win the division. Uh-huh. Also, Brian, I'm going to tell you something about Cody in our next segment that it's either going to make you laugh or might really, really, really disappoint you. Next, 106.7.
Wow.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Been a wild day on the B. Mitch and Finley program today.
It's wild.
It's been a wild
coaster ride.
I mean, the turkey gobble call seems like it was a week ago. Here's what's going on. At B. Mitch and Finley, Cody, how many followers does at B. Mitch and Finley have?
On Twitter, it has 965 followers.
What about on Instagram?
852, I think.
All right, let's specify what the payoff is. So Cody believes he can get one or both to 2,000 followers.
Mullins and I are going to team up. We're going to get the Twitter account to 2,000 followers by the first Washington football team game.
All right, and that is the bet.
I got another bet offered to me. Should I accept it?
Sure. What is it?
I was offered if they take the Cowboys, girls, whatever, to win.
What is this, Ahmet? It's got to be.
I pay him $500 if they win, but if any other team win other than Dallas, he pays me $400.
All right, what? So Ahmet texted me to tell Brian I hate doing this. It makes me sick. So Ahmet gets the Cowboys.
I just read the damn thing, JP. I'm looking at
it. Are you agreeing to that bet?
I'm thinking the fact that Ahmet took him, and I know he's good for the money. Yeah, I take that bet.
Wow. A lot of action.
And what I'm going to do is I'm about to call my auntie down in New Orleans, and we're about to go to work on the Cowboys.
Uh-oh, the voodoo's coming.
Yeah. Ahmet, hey, I didn't say it was going to be fair, son.
You can start getting to five bills. That's when you get the voodoo out. Here is our bet here. If Cody and Mullins can get the Twitter account to 2,000 followers in how many days you got? In 48 days, by week one, by the Washington football team's opener against the Chargers, I offer to take them out for a steak dinner. They're both excited. I said, well, go see our guy, Michael Irving, over at Charlie Palmer's. Mm-hmm. Go to Charlie Palmer's. It's right here.
Right
across great
there.
Food.
Right,
bam, I mean, it's right here. Really great food. Yeah. Great drinks.
Fantastic. I love the bar.
You can hear what
people saying on the other side of the bar about
the whispers.
Listening.
It's a very, very cool spot. It's like a lobbyist spot. There's like politicians.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you know what Mullins said?
What did he say?
Can I go to Outback? I love Outback too, but they're just different spots.
Hey, Mullins, when somebody offer you to go to a nice place, you just go to it.
That's just not my vibe.
Well, they offered to go to Charlie Palmer. They didn't say you get a chance to go anywhere else, so you're going to be either at Charlie Palmer's or at home.
Because I told him I'm not bringing him takeout either.
That's true.
You either come or you don't get anything.
And we could order you some white wine and Coke. Ooh. I mean, red wine and Coke.
That sounds good.
You know how offended they'd be if we, like, got a nice California cab and then he mixed it with Coca-Cola Classic?
I order the cab, you order the Coke, and then when they turn ahead, we pour it.
Maybe we
will. I just want to say we've already gotten 15 new followers on the Beamich and Finley Twitter account. Let's go. Race to 2,000.
I mean, I would think Brian and I could probably influence this thing.
Yeah. We also did actually discuss, you agreed to this too, that if you follow at Beamich and Finley on Twitter, you could potentially win a date with JP Finley.
That was not.
That was something that,
that
you
was discussed. That was discussed.
Not
that was
by me.
It was, we discussed it.
Listen, you three discussed it. I said no, and then you three kept discussing it.
How about they wash your feet?
I don't even think people want a date with me. Like, I don't think that's
You're probably right, but I mean,
is that something that's appealing?
I don't know. Earlier, you said people want the whole package. I don't know what that means, but you said
you did say that.
What's the whole package? Please tell us. I'm listening.
We got some callers on the line. hold on. I haven't revealed yet what is going to disappoint Brian about Cody, and it's important. You ready for this?
Yeah, go ahead.
Cody Betts plays golf with clubs he got for his 12th birthday.
Wait.
So
how tall were you when you were 12?
Cody's not a tall guy.
Yeah, I'm not a tall guy. So
yeah,
roughly
but still,
the same.
When he was 12, he couldn't have been very tall either.
I mean, what are you now, 5'6"?
That's very rude, and I will push you down the hallway.
He's 5'8".
That's 5'9" on a good day.
You're not 5'9".
You're 5'8".
You're 5'9" with some tennis shoes on.
If I could fight you, I would.
With some Yeezys.
But I can't.
You're probably 5'9". All right,
so you're 5'8".
Yeah, 5'9". I went to the doctor. They told me 5'9".
Okay, 5'9".
Okay. So you're 5'8".
And how tall were you at 12?
Probably like 5'6".
No.
No, you weren't 5'6", 5'5".
12, dude. You're in like
okay
fifth grade.
Little, okay. Little smaller.
And those clubs were short as hell.
Like yes. They're kids' clubs.
So you're playing with Spalding?
What brand are they?
Spalding.
Nighthawk?
What?
Oh, my God, dude. You're playing with like... So here's all I said is I have some old irons. I can give you some old irons. I'm guessing Brian... Have you ever seen the back of Brian's car or his garage?
I may be we could put
how many spare sets of golf clubs could you put together?
No, I can't put no. I can't put. I've gotten rid of a lot of stuff, so I can probably.
I mean, you've given me like three hybrids since I've known you.
Yeah, I mean, you can't hit none of them though.
Yeah, it's true.
Got 104.
That's true.
But Cody, we could probably put together something for you.
Okay, I would really appreciate it. I don't have a driver. I'm missing a 7-iron. My putter's a different brand.
It don't make a difference.
What
brand.
Brand is the putter if the irons are Nighthawks?
They Hawks.
Like, like Golden Bear.
Oh, boy.
If you want to see a picture of Cody's golf clubs, you should follow Appy, Mitch, and Finley on Twitter. There'll
really?
Be a picture there.
Oh,
I mean, not yet. It'll
Yo,
be,
dude,
it'll
this thing
today.
Is jumping. It's at 992 right now.
Yeah, we're getting that.
Let's
steak
see if
dinner.
We can get to 1,000 before the show ends.
Also, you could potentially win a date with JP Finley if you follow at B Mitch and Finley
on
Twitter.
If it gets to 1,000 before the show ends, I will take.
You. It's not a date.
Nobody will go on a date.
JP
with me.
And I will go. We'll whoever is the 999th and 1,000 get to go to the bullpen with us. Get some frozen vodka Red Bull.
All right,
JP.
I'm in on that. Sold.
That's a date.
I'm paying for it. Oh, it's a date.
That's it. Yeah, you're paying for it.
No, we know people over at Bullpen. Well, I made an introduction, and I told them that my finder's fee would be payable in Frozen Vodka Red Bulls. So we might have a couple on the ledger waiting
for us.
What are
we betting tonight?
I have no idea what we're betting on tonight. It's time for her to hear first. I won her to hear first last week, for the record.
Give me the Mets.
Give me the Cubs.
Give me the Nats. Joe Ross is my guy. They're gonna right the ship tonight.
I'm taking Cruz Azul.
What the hell is that? Tequila?
No, it's a Mexican
soccer
team.
Casa Azul.
I don't like tequila. I like Casa Azul. What are you doing?
I'm taking the Cruz Azul, the Mexican soccer team tonight.
Who are they playing?
I believe it's pronounced Mazatlan, something like that.
I think the team that they playing, we know.
Isn't it Mazatlan or something?
I have no idea.
What, Cody? What?
1,008 followers.
1,012. Do you know Let's who number? You know how to find out who's 999th and 1,000th
no,
is?
I do not.
You need to figure that out.
I don't think that's possible.
It is. It's possible.
We'll try.
Good luck. Good luck with that assignment. Thank you, everybody, to listening. Thank you, everybody, for listening today. Thank you to Barstool Nate and to Mark Zuckerman for joining the program. Tomorrow, Pete Haley joins us. Tomorrow, I'll be in Richmond.
Buckle up.
Football is here, baby. We've been waiting. It's here. I can smell it. I can taste it. Thank you for listening. Grant and Danny coming in next. Danny's
in studio. You might
not
want to taste the football, though.
Danny's back in studio. If you made it this far, I owe you a beer.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.